Tom Cargill in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Light snow going to continue through the morning. Going to be windy. We'll have a high of about 28 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's 26, 22 degrees in Burlington. Milwaukee, 24. It is 26 in Racine. Light snow is continuing to fall. The winds are blowing, so things are a little bit slick out there this morning. Conditions are not all that bad. They're not the best, but if you take it easy this morning, allow some extra travel time, a little extra braking distance, don't follow too close to the vehicle ahead of you, and just plan a little bit accordingly. According to the weather conditions, you should be fine today. In Kenosha, there's 2 inches of snow that was reported on the ground just before 3:30 this morning, so the Public Works Office said there are no parking situations along these snow routes that are posted until further notice. That's the new rule in the city of Kenosha, amended by the Common Council. Also, no parking on any village street in Pleasant Prairie until further notice. In the town of Norway, they have a snow emergency going until noon today. City of Racine issued a snow emergency yesterday afternoon. It will end as of 6 o'clock this morning. So about 25 more minutes, all of this to allow the plows to get through to try to get things going for the morning commute. Now, most schools are open today. There are some cancellations, however, mainly out in the rural areas. Union Grove High School and Grade School have called things off for today. The Yorkville J2 schools are closed, along with Kansasville Grade School and the Raymond School District. Racine County Sheriff's Department right now still working to clean up a traffic mess along I-94 near Highway 20. They've been at it for quite some time this morning. Some of the lanes are starting to finally open up, and they're going to get things cleared as the morning commute gets along. It's going to be taking some time for the Racine County Economic Development, the Racine County Executive and Health and Human Development Committees to be going through all the information that they feel is needed for making a determination on the recommendation of a potential sale of the Ridgewood Care Center. Their eventual decisions from each group going to the full county board. There was public comment before discussion at a meeting last night at Ives Grove. Mary Metal urging supervisors to keep Ridgewood, calling it one of the quality factors in Racine County.
I think it does provide a quality service, and like any other service, probably never meant to be a revenue generating or even a break even. It's a cost of providing a quality service in our community. So I would support that the county keep it. It's a wonderful facility out there. The staff does a wonderful job.
During a presentation, Task Force spokesman Gene Jacobson, the former county executive, said challenging funding and budgets offer no guarantees that Ridgewood will be a priority with future county government officials.
Making the necessary improvements, hiring qualified people, enough staff to run it properly, while cutting other programs like law enforcement, mentally ill, workforce development, keeping the roads in good repair, parks. Government really is supposed to be filling the gaps that the private sector can't provide. So, I guess we leave you with this basic question. Should Racine County remain in the nursing home business in the future?
In discussion, Supervisor Bob Miller, who was on the task force, said there are still many questions to be answered and more information needed. Members of both groups are going to be touring Ridgewood March the 12th ahead of the next meeting, with requested data to include revenue and spending numbers the past few years and projections beyond. Any more public comments can be sent to the Racine County Clerk's Office by snail mail or email, but names are requested. Big crowd on hand at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall last night. They wanted to learn about coyotes, getting some tips on how to deal with them and asking questions about their behavior. A meeting put together by the village police department due to an increasing number of calls about the animals. DNR wildlife biologist Diane Robinson, taking note of a study done on urban coyotes in Chicago, talked to the crowd about most of the coyotes just kind of passing through the neighborhoods on their way to and from parks and other natural areas.
So you might have a coyote that travels through a backyard to get to another park, but they normally don't spend a lot of time in people's backyards. Now, obviously, that's not always the case, but the work that they've done with radio tracking and radio telemetry in Chicago has found that about 90% of the time those coyotes are using those natural areas and just moving back and forth through more of our urban areas, through more of our residential areas.
While it is legal to shoot or trap coyotes on your property, Mount Pleasant Police Captain Tom Peterson noted, it is not legal to fire a gun in the village in certain areas.
The general rule of thumb is west of Highway H, for those of you who know Highway H running north and south, yes, you can discharge a firearm west of Highway H. East of Highway H, no, not without a permit from the police chief, and that's annually renewed And the type of weapon you're allowed to discharge is limited to a bow and arrow or shotgun, T-shot or smaller.
The DNR says the best way to keep coyotes out of your yard, kind of remove the food sources for them and the animals they tend to eat. And never leave your pets outside alone, especially during times when the coyotes are most active in your neighborhood. In Dane County, some city and county offices required cleaning on Monday and will continue to be cleaned. There was a little flooding problem over the weekend. Dane County's clerk Scott McDonald's office is partially flooded. The municipal court and city parks office is receiving the most damage. City officials indicate the required decontamination, cleaning, removal of property, and drying efforts. That's expected to continue for the rest of this week. Total cleanup and related reconstruction could take 4 to 6 weeks. Madison's parks offices had to be relocated. The man accused of breaking into a number of homes in Racine and Kenosha counties last summer has entered guilty pleas to some of the charges against him. 30-year-old Andrew Mackey pleading guilty on 3 counts of burglary, one of being a felon possessing a firearm in Racine County Court. In return, several other counts of burglary, theft, and criminal damage to property were dismissed but can be considered at sentencing. Mackey accused of breaking into homes across Racine County in July and August of last year. He reportedly told police he had committed the break-ins to support his heroin addiction. He's scheduled for sentencing in May from Judge Eugene Gasarkevich. Also still facing 6 counts of burglary in Kenosha County. Next court appearance on that, March the 16th. Big school districts around southeast Wisconsin are open. We didn't get as much snow as had been forecast. Still got enough, which is making travel a little bit treacherous this morning, so do drive with caution. But otherwise, the big districts are open. The only cancellations for schools, Union Grove High School and Grade School, Yorkville J2 Schools, Kansasville Grade School, and the Raymond Grade School. A snow emergency in the city of Racine will be ending at 6 o'clock this morning. No parking on posted snow routes in the city of Kenosha till further notice. No parking on any village street in Pleasant Prairie until further notice, and the town of Norway's snow emergency goes until noon. The Kenosha Board of Parks Commissioners unanimously recommends maintaining two-way traffic on Kennedy Drive, also rejecting street parking and a separate bike lane, a decision coming ahead of this summer's scheduled resurfacing of that lakefront roadway. The decision preceded by a public hearing, which attracted nearly a dozen speakers, plus over 600 folks responding to an online survey. Strong interest that did not surprise Alderman Scott Gordon, the panel's chairman.
There is a huge passion for this park. There's no doubt. Young and old.
Before Kennedy Drive does get resurfaced this summer, though, city public works crews are going to have to fix some of the additional damage caused by recent storm activity. Nearly 500 Park High School students are going to be learning tomorrow about the dangers of using their smartphones while driving. It'll be a presentation at the school. Students are going to experience the dangers of texting and other activities while behind the wheel firsthand. It's the use of the AAA's Distracted Driving Simulator. They'll also watch a documentary produced by AT&T called The Last Text. It shares stories about lives altered or ended by somebody's decision to text and drive. Well, entrepreneurs hoping to expand or just to open up a business in Racine now have a new tool to help them get the information they need all in one place. It's called the Business Development Services Portfolio, 19-page document designed to be a concise listing of the tools and resources for business owners.
We have a collection of resources and funding available for you to build your business or grow your business in Racine. Because as we always talk about, we're better together. So this is a collaboration of city departments, municipal and state and federal organizations, education, development organizations.
That's Mayor John Dickert at a news conference in his office, noting this document outlines a number of new opportunities for grants and loans available for businesses. Says the idea is to create jobs and business sustainability. The Business Development Services Portfolio is available on the City of Racine website, also through business development organizations like RAMAC, RCEDC, and Gateway Technical College. WRJN.com is our webpage and our newscaster there. Whenever you want, look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.